President Barack Obama will kick off his two-day Betting on America bus tour through northern Ohio and western Pennsylvania. And to talk about it, she is the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She was first elected as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives in November of 2004, and on May 4th, 2011, was elected chair of the Democratic National Committee. How are you?
I'm great, Clovia. I'm so good to be with you.
And I just want to share with our listeners a little bit about you. You continue to fight to lower health care costs, improve the quality of life for our children, protect Social Security and Medicare, and provide a sensible Homeland Security plan to protect our citizens from the ongoing threat of terror. You're working hard.
Well, a better way to describe me is I'm a busy working mom who cares about the future of my children and of my constituents and America's children. And that's why I was so proud that President Obama asked me to chair the DNC last year, take on a third full-time job, and help watch his back and bring him across the finish line, because there's so much at stake for our kids. Got to make sure that the two paths and the two visions that have been laid out, you know, one by President Obama that's been creating jobs and fighting for the middle class and working families, and one by Mitt Romney, which would drag us back to the failed policies of the past, fight for millionaires and billionaires, and create a policy situation that got us into this economic mess in the first place. And so for me, it's a real privilege. Like any working mom, I'm going to fight for the well-being of my kids every single day.
Well, you're in a good place to be. President Obama kicks off his two-day Betting on America bus tour. He's going to make those stops in two battleground states, and he's going to be talking to communities about his commitment to invest in America workers and to bring job creation from the middle out and not from the top down. Can you share with our viewers and our listeners?
Absolutely. President Obama, he's going to travel through northern Ohio and western Pennsylvania and talk to voters in their communities about his commitment to investing in American workers and creating jobs here at home. And he's also going to discuss the choice in this election, like I said, between his vision for growing our economy from the middle class out and Mitt Romney's vision for an economy built from the top down. And, you know, it's important to note for folks in Virginia, the policies that President Obama has already pushed for have saved or created over 130,000 jobs in Virginia since 2009. You've got 17 Fortune 500 companies headquartered in Virginia, and so it's so important that we have a president who understands that we need to strike a balance and ensure that middle class workers have someone in there swinging for them in the White House, as opposed to someone who, like Mitt Romney, who in his private sector record, you know, cared the most about making as much money as possible while shipping jobs overseas, demonstrating how it didn't matter how he made his money as long as he made it. And that's not the kind of person we meet in the White House.
And he is also on this tour going to talk about saving the auto industry and encouraging companies to bring those jobs back to America. We need them.
Absolutely. Mitt Romney spent a career making sure that while making his investors as much money, and himself as much money as possible, that, if American jobs were shipped to China or, other countries, Ireland, that didn't matter. So he did a lot of outsourcing. President Obama wants to make sure that we can incentivize companies to bring their jobs back here and insource jobs and create jobs here in America. That's absolutely critical for us to continue to allow the next generation of Americans to pursue the American dream. And that's why he's also, President Obama has fought to invest in innovation and education and ensure that with our global economy, that we can out-innovate and out-educate and out-compete the rest of the world. Mitt Romney, with his track record, the only time, Clovia, that he's had an opportunity to demonstrate what his private sector experience would do is when he was governor of Massachusetts, in which Massachusetts ended up with being 47th out of 50 in job creation. The numbers for Mitt Romney don't reflect well on him. And you've only to compare his numbers to Virginia's governor's numbers at the time, Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. Virginia was 10th in economic growth. Massachusetts was 44th. The household income of Massachusetts residents declined by 1%, while in Virginia it grew by 2.7%. And here's the big one. Nationally, Virginia ranked 15th in total employment, with 7.2% growth. In Massachusetts, it declined by 1%, and they ranked 47th out of 50. So, look, Mitt Romney's tried his private sector policies in the public sector, and they really weren't good for Massachusetts. We don't need to allow him to take it to the national stage and make things worse.
DNC Chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, thank you so much for giving us a closer look at President Barack Obama as he kick off his 2-day Betting on America tour in Northern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. Thank you.